All right. The purpose of the couple of days, I think from our perspective, really falls into sort of three dot points. One is to reflect on the progress on health reform, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, quote, health reform, so far, and consider the next priorities. The second is really to, we've structured the session not just to hear from members, but to have some stimulation from a range of people in key parts of the health system and in academia to challenge us to hear their perspectives before we work out where we're going next. And I think we're very pleased with the program that we've got and some of the fantastic speakers that you'll be hearing from. And the last part is really pull all that together and work out what to do next, where the priorities are and the strategies for ACRA. And we hope to encapsulate that in a short communique at the end of tomorrow afternoon. And then we have a delegation from the executive talking to a range of parliamentarians on Thursday. And you'd be aware, as ACRA members, that we've done this on a six-monthly basis pretty much for the last 3 or 4 years. And I think tomorrow will be something like the seventh visit we've made to Parliament. And it's about having an ongoing relationship, an ongoing dialogue with a whole range of key parliamentarians, ministers, shadow ministers, parliamentary secretaries and other key members of committees. And we've taken this as a key strategy for ACRA. And I think it's still, it's valuable every time you go and it's valuable to keep going. So we'll be taking messages from you as a group tomorrow that we develop over to Van tomorrow to those parliamentarians on Thursday. So that's really the key agenda. There was a Social Determinants of Health Alliance Forum, and ACRA is part of that, and I know many of you are part of that alliance too. A successful forum yesterday, and Melanie Walker, I'm sure Heather will be giving us insights from that forum over the 2 days as well. So, looking at today, we're looking at really at two elements. We're looking at sort of where have we got to in quotes health reform, unquote, if we think of that as a national project, and looking at the issue of sustainability, because that's something that's become part of the narrative, I think, in the last year or two, from very different perspectives, and I think we want to try and unpick that narrative and understand it a bit better, to be better informed about it. So that's really the key agenda for today. At the end of the day, we've got a soapbox. So there's a three-minute slot. We've got 10 three-minute slots for members or just people attending today to come and have 3 minutes to share what is really at the forefront of your mind with us all. If you're interested in doing that, all you need to do is go and put your name on the list that Kelly outside is keeping. And that's we had a very lively session at the end of the last summit with members contributing that way. So that's an open soapbox. There's no formal dinner tonight, but we are going to head off to the same restaurant, probably one of the ones out the back here. So if you're interested in joining us for dinner, again, just pop your name down with Kelly so that we can book enough tables for us all to be together tonight, and we'll let you know later in the afternoon exactly which restaurant we're going to meet at and what time. After today's session at 5:15, it's just going to grab a drink, and then we're showing a film. You can see on the program a film made by Peter Tate. Let me just get the name of this right. So, The Human Cost of Power. So, it's available on the Climate Alliance website. It's a short film. Liz Hannah is going to be here to talk to it. So we invite you to go and, if you want to, go and grab a drink, come back, and we'll watch the film together, and then we'll have some time off, and then later head off to dinner. So that's pretty much the agenda for today. There's some key, and then tomorrow we're looking at the kind of the way forward, I guess, and again, there's a lot more opportunities for members to make input to the session. Now, some very quick logistics before we start. You'll see we've got coffee coming up at 11 o'clock, so that's the next break. The toilets are, actually I have no idea where the toilets are. Just out down the corridor, okay. Someone's been there already. Oh, and to the right. Okay, that's right. Okay. Mobile phones, just so you can just click those onto silent or just maybe onto medium annoying rather than fully annoying. If you're going to tweet, we're using the hash health reform hashtag. Now, there is a photographer, you would have already seen that attending today. So if you don't want, we're assuming you're happy to be photographed. If you don't want to be photographed, just let us know. We'll let the photographer know, and we won't include you in those photographs. And importantly, the executive has come to the end of its two-year term. So as you are aware, there's an election happening as we speak, or the process has started. Nominations to be executive members close at 3:30 tomorrow, so at the end of the summit. You need to send your organisation, if you want to nominate or you want to nominate someone else, you need to send an email or give something in writing to the secretariat outside by 3:30 tomorrow. So that's a reminder that there are a number of you I know who are planning to nominate who haven't yet done that little task, so you need to do it, otherwise you'll be out of the race. Okay, well, that's all the sort of logistics and introduction before we move into